Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always good to see people here in the sanctuary, and welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. We do have a few announcements. First of all, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we have the council meeting. Monday from 12 to 1, over at the food pantry, the volunteers are Kathleen and Ron McPhee. Tuesday, 10 a.m., here we have Bible study. We have just ended our study on heaven, and we are beginning a study on angels. We've decided that for this first study, we're just going to talk about our perception of angels, and we're asking people to bring their statues or pictures or anything like that of angels, just so that we can have an informal discussion before we start a formal study. Everyone is welcome to the Bible study. Wednesday at 1 p.m., we have ELCW. That is the women's group. All women are invited to attend. If men want to attend, they can too. Just realize you'll be surrounded by women. At 5:30, we have youth group on Wednesday. Thursday at 10 a.m., we have a Bible study over at the UCC. We have begun an overview of the Bible. Everyone is welcome to attend either in person or by Zoom. And 2 p.m., we have bell choir practice. This morning, I am pleased to welcome the bell choir as they enhance our worship with their rendition of Do, Lord. So please listen to our bell choir. Thank you so much. And now I invite you to stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song. It is number 714, O God of Mercy, God of Light. Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. The word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 1 responsibly. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they never dream of God's teaching day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which is only blown away.
Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed.
The second reading is from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out of him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. You can come forward, Jan, help me out with this. Well, I guess you heard about my terrible misfortune.
No, what happened?
My great uncle died.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good. When he died, he left me $500,000.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad. When the government got through taking out the taxes, all I had left was $250,000.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
Why is that?
I used the money to fulfill a lifelong dream. I bought an airplane and learned how to fly.
That's good.
No, that's bad.
Why is that?
I was flying around one day and something went wrong. The engines quit.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
I looked down and there below me was a great big old haystack.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
Why is that?
I got a little closer and saw a pitchfork aimed right at me.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good.
Why is that?
I missed the pitchfork.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
I missed the haystack, too.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. I bounced around a little bit, and on one of those bounces, I saw a vehicle coming toward me. It looked like help was on its way.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad. It was from the Harness Funeral Home.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good, because right behind it was another harness vehicle, but this one was the EMTs.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. They took me to the hospital and put me in a room with the biggest gossip in all of Johnson County.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. She told me everything about everyone. Oh, you'd be amazed at what I learned.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. Because she's also been telling everyone about me and my troubles.
That's bad.
Oh, no, that's good. Because you know how folks are around here. When they hear you're not feeling well, they bring over lots of food. Casseroles, pies, all sorts of things.
Oh, that's good.
You bet that's good. I won't have to cook for months. Thank you so much, Jim. I know, with apologies to Hee Haw and Archie Campbell. Now you're wondering how in the world does a routine from Hee Haw have anything to do with our lesson today. So just keep listening. Because we heard a lot today about blessings, right? Blessed. It's a word that we see often on picture frames, on wall art, on pillow shams. As you leave a Christian-themed store, you may hear these words, have a blessed day. What are we talking about when we talk about being blessed? A few years ago, I found the perfect sign for my husband. It says, bless your heart. Now, I grew up in the South, where the phrase, bless your heart, has an abundance of meanings. Anything from, you're so sweet, you didn't have to do that, to, you're an idiot, why did you do that? When you don't know how to react or what to say, just try, bless your heart, in the right tone of voice so that they understand your meaning, of course. Our lessons today carry a common theme regarding blessings. In Jeremiah, we hear, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. And we hear, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. In Psalm 1, we hear, happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful, They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season. Everything they do shall prosper. And in the gospel lesson, we hear both blessings and woes. The lesson from 1 Corinthians, which does not mention blessings, tells us that our lives and our futures belong to God. The common theme is this: blessed are those who live in dependence upon God rather than on themselves or other human beings or human structures. Our gospel lesson is the beginning of what is sometimes called the Sermon on the Plain. It takes place just after Jesus has called his disciples, not just those called at the lakeshore in last week's lesson, but all the 12. He's been preaching, teaching, and healing throughout Judea. He's been rejected by those in his hometown of Nazareth. Word of him is spreading as people tell others about how he teaches with such wisdom and authority, and how so many are being healed. A great crowd of people has gathered to hear Jesus preach, some coming from as far as Tyre and Sidon, Phoenician port cities on the Mediterranean coast of what is now Lebanon, Gentile cities. So it is quite possible that some of those in the crowd this day are not Jews, but followers instead of pagan deities. People have come to hear Jesus preach and to be cured of their diseases. They press in on him, trying to touch him. Power flows out of him as those who are troubled with unclean spirits are healed. All who come to him are healed. Think of the reaction that must have occurred as people realize what has happened. When they see withered limbs grow strong, when sight is restored, when people are made whole. Jesus looks at the crowd, and then he looks at his disciples, not just at the 12, but all those who follow him, and begins to speak. Words flow from him, words that speak of a very different world than the one in which they are living. He speaks of the reversal that is God's kingdom, the kingdom hinted at in Mary's Magnificat, of the lowly being lifted up, of the powerful being cast down, of the hungry being satisfied, of the rich being sent away empty. Imagine Jesus looking directly at you and speaking these words to you, these words of blessing and woe. How would you respond? I'm going to ask you to turn to the back of your bulletin to today's gospel reading and look at how the lesson is constructed. First, we see the introduction, which explains where Jesus is and why the crowd is gathered. Then we see four blessings, followed by four woes. There should be a pencil in front of you if you want to do a little bit of work. If you do, I'm going to ask you to circle the words blessed and woe that you see. And then I'm going to ask you to underline the persons to whom those blessings and woes are directed. You don't have a pencil, you can just use your finger. You will see that they are set up in parallel. The blessings are to the poor, the hungry, those who weep, those who are hated, excluded, reviled, and defamed on account of Christ. The woes are to the rich, the full, the laughing, and those of whom people speak well. This parallelism was common in Hebrew poetry, and it is meant to speak to the heart as well as to the mind. So what does it mean to be blessed? In our little skit, you heard that blessing and not so blessed seem to be hand in hand at times. The word blessed is sometimes translated as happy. But it does not mean happy in the way that we usually use that word, nor does it mean blessed in the way that we usually use that word. It certainly doesn't mean blessed as in bless your heart. It can be better understood as to be regarded as righteous or blessed in the sight of God rather than in the sight of humans. It has little to do with personal happiness as we tend to think of it. It has everything to do with being pleasing in God's sight. Just as the expression of woe is one indicating that one is displeasing in God's sight, coupled with the grief that will follow from that displeasure. We see a difference in the way that God looks at things and the way that humans do. By human standards, the poor, the hungry, the sorrowing, the marginalized are lacking in blessings, while the rich, the full, the fortunate, the respected are all clearly blessed. But as in our skit, things are not always as we humans see them. Let's look at those blessings. Think of them as wows. They are startling, eye-opening. Imagine hearing these familiar words for the first time. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Wow! Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Wow! Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Wow! Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. Wow. The word woe is an interesting one. In the Greek, it is used in many ways. It is primarily an interjection used as an expression of grief. In older English, we might have used alas, alack. Today, we might simply say, oh. It can be used also as an expression of condemnation, especially when directed at an individual or a group. In today's gospel, I suggest that we see it both ways, as an expression of grief and an expression of condemnation. Jesus is urging certain people to change their ways to avoid being lost for all time, and is grieving over them, knowing how difficult it is for hardened hearts to be changed. It is an expression of pity for those who will be subject to God's divine judgment. There is another way to think of the woes we can also consider. Think of it as the command that you give a horse. Whoa! Stop. Stop because there's danger ahead. Stop. Because we can't travel any further on this path. It is a warning that there is a need to proceed with caution or take another route. Stop, assess the situation, and make the necessary changes rather than running headlong into destruction. Let's read those woes again. But woe to you who are rich. Woe! For you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now. Woe! For you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now. Woe! For you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Woe! For that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. Do we value money than we value God? Do we place our trust in things rather than our Creator? Do we store up for ourselves material wealth rather than spiritual treasure? Do the things of this world deter us from keeping our eyes on Jesus? If they do, woe. Our lives are a mixture of blessed are you and woe to you. There are times when we follow in the ways of God that our lives still seem to be a mess, and we wonder why. There can be what some have called the dark night of the soul, where God seems far away and uncaring, when tragedy follows tragedy, when grief follows grief, and we wonder whether our lives even matter. But as this lesson shows, things are not always as they seem. God sees what we often cannot. As Paul said in chapter 13 of the first letter to the Corinthians, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we shall see face to face." We cannot always see the big picture of God's purpose for us and for all of creation. We are asked to trust in God's goodness, to follow in God's ways, even if we do not understand. We are asked to look at our lives, to stop, and to make an assessment to see if our hearts are turned toward God's ways rather than the ways of the world. God is promising us blessings, wows, and cautioning us with woes. Woe. For those who refuse to listen to the woes, God has stronger words than "bless your heart." Let us pray. God of abundant grace and mercy, we thank you for the time of wow and the time of woe. We know that our lives and our futures belong to you. We trust in you and your goodness when life is easy, as well as when it is difficult. Help us to keep our minds and our hearts turned toward you so that we may experience the blessings that you have promised. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day. It is number 710, "Let Streams of Living Justice." us profess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance, so we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. Blessed are those who trust in you. Strengthen the faith of those who profess your name and bring reassurance to those who doubt or fear. Through your church, speak continued blessing into the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Those who trust in you are like trees planted by streams of water. Bless fruit trees with an abundant harvest. Protect rainforests from destruction. Restore land that is eroded after deforestation. Resurrect woodlands after forest fires. God of grace, hear our prayer. Search the hearts of those who govern, that they lead with humility. Inspire leaders to collaborate on policies that protect people and the planet. Sustain truth tellers and social movements that challenge society to become more honest and just. God of grace, hear our prayer. Send your blessings of mercy upon those who long for consolation. Tend to those struggling with poverty, unemployment, or uncertainty. Provide for all who are hungry. Console those who face persecution. Grant peace to all who suffer, especially those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. Renew this congregation in our shared mission. As we plan and dream for the future you are preparing, inspire us by the example of Martin Luther and all the reformers. Bless new projects and new ministry partnerships. God of grace, hear our prayer. Christ is raised from the dead, and so we cling to the hope of the resurrection. We praise you for the lives of the saints who lived and died in the hope of eternal life with you, especially those that we name aloud in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. Since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, we lift these and all of our prayers to you in confidence and faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of peace. As always. And we thank you for bringing your offerings to the church, or for sending them in, or for giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Create in Me a Clean Heart. It's number 186.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. our duty, and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of the star, you were shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs and angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join your unending hymn.
Thank you.
live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever.